Welcome to the Awake Church Podcast. At Awake, our mission is simple. Know God, take action. We pray that this podcast will help you on that journey.
All right, hope you're doing really well on this really warm week, and great to be a part of this fellowship, and thanks for coming to church. Too. There's something pretty wonderful, and the Lord brings us all together, and we get to worship together and get to know one another. There's something just wonderful about it, and the Bible says don't forsake the gathering together of the body, of the fellow. We need each other, and there's something about being around family in this kingdom. You know, we're going to be together forever, but we get to be together now and worship the King together. So, hey, last week I began a series on the kingdom of heaven, and I want to continue that this week, talk some more about this wonderful, mysterious, powerful, beautiful, spectacular kingdom that isn't talked about a lot, and I don't talk about it enough, but it is something that Jesus talked about a lot, in fact, as much as anything else he talked about while he was here, the Father and the kingdom. And I think, unfortunately, in our Christianity and the way that we live life, it's probably not often a topic of discussion, the kingdom. But I think it's supposed to be. There is the kingdom of Jesus that he brought and that he will bring in fullness when he returns, but yet he left it here when he came the first time, and it is expanding and being shared throughout the earth, and it is really an amazing thing. And so I want to dive some more into this to learn and grow as I'm seeking it and you're seeking it, and we're singing about the kingdom. We want the Lord to give to us his understanding, his revelation of what this is that he brought and gave us and said, talk about it, give it away. So Lord, we just open up our hearts, our lives, our minds to hear from you by your Spirit today, to reveal to us even more your kingdom. And we do just start off with, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Lord, help us understand and help us live in this and demonstrate your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you know, as we know, the invisible kingdom that Jesus brought will not only spread throughout the entire time that we're on the earth, but every generation before us, from Jesus all the way to the end. And then when he returns, it will come in fullness. The book of Revelation says that one day, it says, the kingdoms of this earth will become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will rule forever. So this expanding kingdom at one point will take over every other kingdom. The kingdom of heaven will dominate in an amazing way, not dominate in the way that the world dominates or other kingdoms have dominated, but the way that Jesus will dominate, it's a kingdom of love. It's the complete opposite of the world's ways and the world's kingdoms. The word kingdom means sphere of influence or dominion. A sphere of influence or dominion. So the kingdom of heaven is the realm or the dominion of heaven that is coming or that is here or that is being shared. But it's the, I like to say it almost, the presence of God. Because it's the realm of God's sphere and his touch invading our space, changing the kingdoms that we live in to his kingdom, expanding and taking over that area. And Jesus, of course, is the king of that kingdom. He's the God-man that is spirit and flesh still. Remember, even after he rose from the dead, he still had flesh that could be touched. You could put your finger in the hole in his hand. So he, I believe, forever has that body and spirit together. As we will have resurrected bodies that will be like his, I think we'll have that forever as well. He's the King of Kings, and he is the King of the kingdom of heaven, And that kingdom is coming here, so he's like the king of two realms. The king of heaven in heaven and the kingdom of heaven that's coming here and the earth. He is the king of kings. You know, when you arrive in a developing nation hearing these team members that just went to the DR, my guess is if you talk to them and ask them, which I have one or two of them, to explain their time in that country and that trip, they will probably have some difficulty explaining it. And that's what happens. If you go to another country and you, or another city even, and you do some things or you go on a mission, it's difficult to encapsulate and to share the experience that you had because there's no vocabulary that is appropriate, seemingly, to describe what you were feeling entirely, what you sensed, what you experienced. It's just hard to find words to describe those things. That's just kind of how it is. And you can go into, although some people are better at describing these things than me, but you can go into someone's home and you can, there's a sense, a feel that that family has in that home. You know what I'm talking about? You go to a nation. I mean, when I go to one of the first nations I went to in the developing world, I went there and man, it was so oppressive. The moment that I got there, the whole time I was there, it was like I never had been to this place before and I felt like an oppression the whole time. The ruler of that place was a dictator, basically pillaging and raping his own nation, taking all the resources. The people were living in abject poverty. We would drive on the street, just huge garbage, just piles of garbage people were picking through to try and find something to eat. They'd throw garbage at our car when we drove by. Just such an oppressive place. That realm, that kingdom ruled by that king that was there, you know, it had a feel. It had a feel to it, and it wasn't a good feel. It wasn't a good feel. So there are just, everywhere you go, there are different realms where you feel things, you sense things. Sometimes you're sensing even the principalities that are maybe lording over a realm. There are some cities you can go in and you can feel the change. You cross a street or you cross a boundary and it feels completely different. Do you know what I'm talking about? I know that Paul Copps will be talking about discernment. He'll probably be talking about some of those type of things too because you can feel it. And it's difficult to put into words. But you know there's something different here. There's something yucky here. Or there's something, this is not good. This is, or there's a darkness of, or whatever. You can feel those type of things. That is the world's kingdoms having a presence in that domain. And part of what we are to do is to bring the kingdom of heaven into all of those places. We're carriers. You are a carrier of the kingdom of heaven, that God intends it to invade every other kingdom, which is pretty amazing. So you're not just visiting in a sense, the DR or any other place, we're going wherever it's our office environment at our work or our home, and we're invading that space and bringing the kingdom. Because where you are, he is. And you're a carrier of this kingdom. That's a mindset I believe Jesus wants us to have. Not just a mindset of I'm saved and all these crazy things are going on in the world and then one day I'll be gone and be away from all this stuff. No, we have been sent here to bring and to partner with the heaven to bring the kingdom of heaven here. That's a completely different mindset than many, many are taught or believe about our existence here, our purpose here. Our purpose is to bring the kingdom. To seek it, as Jesus said, to bring it, to give it away, to preach it, to share it. It's a wonderful thing. In the beginning, of course, God told Adam and Eve to take dominion in the earth. Remember that? Take dominion in the earth. What God was saying in there was, my kingdom, I want you to rule it. I want you to rule with me in this earth. We're going to do this together. Of course, they abandoned that plan, and it took, 4,000 years plus from that moment until Jesus came to reboot the plan of God. And Jesus then, instead of coming through an Adam and Eve, it's God himself coming and say, okay, they're not going to do it. Let me bring it. Let me bring this, and I'll partner with anybody who will receive it so we can bring the kingdom everywhere on the earth. That is part of what Jesus came to do, and it's what he talked about over and over and over and over. Not just a transaction where we are saved and go to heaven, but bringing something, a deposit, and then the ability to give away. Like Jesus said, when you come to me, rivers of living water will flow out of you, out of your innermost being. That's like the kingdom. The kingdom is going to flow out of you like rivers of living water. So I'm not more concerned about my protection and me being safe in life. It's about me going and bringing kingdom wherever I go. Entirely different mindset than in oftentimes the Christian mindset that we can have. The kingdom of heaven is the rule and reign and power and freedom of Jesus, like a holy and wonderful contagion, opposite of COVID. COVID that kills, hurts, harms. The kingdom of heaven gives life, healing, wholeness, peace, joy, hope. And we're the givers, we're the spreaders of this holy contagion. You get to be a spreader. Remember in COVID times, you had these double masks, you weren't supposed to breathe on people? Well, the kingdom of heaven is the exact opposite. We're supposed to breathe. We're supposed to breathe. We're supposed to release kingdom of heaven through words, through breath. Remember Jesus when he'd risen from the dead, he gets with his guys. It says he breathes on them. Says, receive the Holy Spirit. He's like breathing the kingdom on them. Receive the Holy Spirit, he said to them. Lord, we just even now say, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come in this atmosphere, in this building, in our homes, in our cars, in our workplace, wherever we are, in the grocery store, at the gas station. Let your kingdom come, and may it come through us. May it come in Winston-Salem. May it come in North Carolina. May it come in the United States. May it come in Iran, in Israel, in Saudi Arabia. Bring your kingdom. Kingdom of heaven come in the earth. In the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Whew, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Thank you that your kingdom is here. And thank you that we are carriers, even if we didn't realize it. Awaken us to see who we are. Lord, awaken us to see who we are, a carrier of the kingdom. Jesus describes the kingdom in several ways. Several ways. He gives parable after parable after parable. And it is difficult a little bit to understand. There's mystery surrounding it, for sure. And part of the kingdom life, and this life as a believer, is to live in mystery and to seek the kingdom, which is mysterious, to pursue God. God says, you know, if you seek me, you'll find me. He also says, I had to hide things. But if you pursue them, I'll reveal them to you. And so he wants us, Jesus said it, seek it first. But if anything else you're searching after, seek my kingdom. Seek my kingdom, because if we seek it, do you think that he will keep it from us? No. If we seek the kingdom of heaven, he is happy to give it. He wants to give it away. In fact, Jesus said of the Father, it's his delight to give the kingdom to you. The Father's delighted to give it away to us. Thank you, Lord. So some of the ways that Jesus described this kingdom in Matthew 13, I'm not going to read this whole chapter, but there are like six or seven different parables in here, all about the kingdom. Different aspects of looking at this kingdom, of what it is like, some of its characteristics. In Matthew 13, 1 through 32, there are three parables just about seeds. Just talking about seeds. He says the kingdom of heaven is, it's like a seed, you know. In some places it lands, it doesn't grow in that place. In other places, it's a fertile place, and that thing grows. He says, also like a mustard seed, so tiny, it's almost invisible, but it grows to this huge tree. The kingdom of heaven is like that. It grows inside of places that it's put. It will grow. He says, after seeds, he says it's like leaven in dough. Leaven in dough, like when you knead the leaven in there, or the yeast into the dough, nearly invisible, tiny, but you knead that through the dough. Next thing you know, it's affecting all the dough. It's affecting all of it. He says the kingdom's like that. Rub it into every part of who you are. Knead the kingdom into you, every part, not my Sunday part only, but my Monday through Saturday parts. Knead the kingdom in it and let the kingdom grow in our mindset. Knead the kingdom in your mind. Put it in there. Get the kingdom in there. Get the kingdom in your heart. Get the kingdom on your mouth, on your tongue. It will grow. It expands. It starts to take over in a great way. The kingdom of heaven, not a religion, not a religious term. Oftentimes that the word kingdom can turn into a religious term. That's not what Jesus is talking about. Something living and alive. Something fully mature that's to be spread throughout all the earth. He said it's like a treasure in a field, Matthew 13, 44. Man finds this hidden treasure. He sees it in a field, so he buries it. Then he buys the field so that he can get this treasure. The kingdom of heaven is a treasure chest. The kingdom of heaven is a treasure chest. Open it up, yes. And it's just full of all kind of riches. The kingdom of heaven is that way. The riches of healing, the riches of joy, the riches of salvation, the riches of peace. The kingdom of heaven is jam-packed full, and it's to be discovered. It's to be discovered. That hidden treasure in a field means this guy's going after it. He's going to spend whatever it takes to purchase that. Now, we can't purchase salvation, but what we can do is prioritize seeking the kingdom over other things. Right? Some of the wonderful things throughout my life, and I've done this as well. Many of you have too. I mean, there was a time where my wife and I, we just got married. We moved from where we were, Virginia and Ohio, got married and moved to North Carolina to be part of a church that was dynamic. God was moving. We left everything else, didn't know one person. Moved there to be a part of this ministry, what God is doing in this place. Many of you, we've had many over the years, have moved here to Winston-Salem to be a part of this church. And there are wonderful things that God is doing where people have reprioritized, okay, more important than this job that I have or this city that I'm in is being where God is moving or is doing something or he's changing lives, and I want to be a part of that. That is like finding treasure in a field and saying, I'm going to adjust the other things in my life to pursue the kingdom. God may be leading you to places like that where there's kingdom treasure to be found. I think that's a wonderful thing. He says it's like a merchant seeking a pearl. This pearl of great price sells all that he has to purchase this one pearl. The kingdom is so valuable that it's worth 10 times as much as anything else that there is to buy in the world. This kingdom. And then lastly in this chapter, he says that the kingdom is like a dragnet, not just a treasure or a pearl or a seed. It's like a dragnet, this huge net that catches fish. The kingdom is like a net also that catches all kinds of fish. And I love that picture of the kingdom as well. Here's what that means. The kingdom is not racist or prejudiced. Has nothing to do with whether you're a man or a woman, or you're from this tribe, or you speak that language, or from that country, or whatever color of our skin, or size and shape, the kingdom is for every single person. Every single person. Not everyone will receive it, but it is for everyone. Every single person on the planet, every prisoner in prison. The kingdom of heaven is for every murderer to get saved and to get healed and get forgiven and set free, as well as every religious person. The kingdom of heaven is for them too. Matthew 9:35 says, Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. He's proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Every kind of disease, doesn't matter what it is. Name a disease, Jesus heals it. Name a sickness, Jesus heals it. I loved hearing these testimonies. Like, they kept praying for people. It's like every person they pray for will get healed. That is, the kingdom of heaven has come upon them. That's what that is. That's the kingdom of heaven being present right there, the presence of God to do what we cannot do. He does. But it's the gospel of the kingdom, not just a message about Jesus came from heaven, he died and rose again. That's a beautiful part of the gospel. But the gospel of the kingdom is more than just a message about personal salvation. The gospel of the kingdom is robust. The gospel of the kingdom has a whole lot that's a part of it. And that gospel is usually not preached throughout all the earth. It's usually a much narrower gospel or a portion of the gospel. And that's still beautiful and that's still wonderful. But Jesus said, preach the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. That includes a whole bunch of stuff. That also includes healing. That includes freedom and deliverance. It does include salvation, includes baptism in the Holy Spirit, includes so much, this gospel of the kingdom. And it's the domain of heaven that's this gospel of the kingdom. You're preaching, he says, the gospel means the good, glad, merry news that makes someone want to leap for joy. So the gospel of the kingdom, the domain of heaven, the good, glad, merry news of the domain of heaven is coming here. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 24:14 says, this gospel of the kingdom, this is Jesus again, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. It's not when the half gospel is talked throughout the whole world, but the whole gospel of the kingdom. As that gets shared and spread and talked about throughout the whole world, then the end will come. The Lord's waiting, isn't that interesting, our part before his return. The Lord is waiting for the gospel of the kingdom to go throughout all the earth. And then the end comes. So we have a part to play. It's one thing why I love missions and love missional work is because this is our part to share the good, glad, merry news about Jesus, what he's done, who he is, what he brings, what he's brought, and what we can have in him. That needs to go throughout all the earth, several different ways. It can go through our personal touch, like this team just did. It can go through the airwaves, through television and radio, and so many different ways that the Lord is using to reach the nations. So the gospel of the kingdom is the robust, great, greatest news that God has come in the flesh in the person of Jesus, took upon himself all of our sin and shame, has invited us to turn from our own ways, to acknowledge him and receive him for the rest of our lives following him. And it's being part of something people have never had. People long, though they may not be able to put words to it, they long to be a part of the kingdom of heaven. Because it's what satisfies. You can do drugs from here till the end of your life and not be satisfied. You could have sex every day with a different person every day of your rest of your life and not be satisfied. You could buy something brand new every single day for the rest of your life and it doesn't fill that hole. But the kingdom fills and satisfies every single person. There's no substitute. Everything else is a counterfeit. Everything else is a counterfeit for the kingdom of heaven, which is the real, the genuine. I remember living overseas and having a Buddhist man who was in the night guard at the house that I stayed in, not the safest neighborhood, and had a full-time night guard there. And his name is Gomini. And I said to Gomini one day, I didn't say anything to him that day. He came up to me, and I could tell he was in pain. I asked him, "What's wrong?" And he said his hand had been wounded. It was really hurting him. I don't know exactly what was wrong. And I just thought, I bet Jesus would love to heal Gomini. He's not heard the gospel yet. He's not a Christian. He's a Buddhist. But I said, "Can I pray for you?" And he said, "Yes." And I know he was thinking, when he goes to sleep tonight, he'll shoot up a prayer to his God. That's probably what was in his mind. I said, "Can I see your hand?" And then that, you could see like, oh, you mean now? You know, all that you could just kind of see going through his mind. And so he holds out his hand, and I put one hand on the bottom, one on the top, and I just pray, Jesus, heal Gomini's hand right now. Take away every bit of pain and heal him. And when I opened my eyes, he was just staring right at me. And I said, "What, does it feel any different?" He says, "Yes, there is no more pain." Similar to those testimonies you heard today. No more pain. Gomini then said, "I want to know your God. Tell me about your church. Tell me." And he came to church. He got saved because the kingdom hit him first before he received it. The kingdom healed him. Jesus, the king of the kingdom, healed him first. So a lot of times people will say that you have to do something first before this happens. Listen, God, the kingdom of heaven can just land on someone and change their life before they know what's happening or hit them. Jesus didn't. He healed people sometimes before they ever believed in him or followed him. God is not limited. He's unlimited, and his kingdom is unlimited. Thank you, Lord. I just recently watched a documentary about the Mongol army in the 1200s, 13th century. Wow, did they take over? Do you realize they ruled their kingdom that they created by domination and through war and slaughtering people, all the way from Eastern Europe, throughout all of Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, all the stands, all the way through China to the Sea of Japan. 9 million square mile domain, the largest ever on the earth. They ruled it, but they didn't rule it with love. They didn't rule it with joy and peace. That is a man-made kingdom. Jesus' kingdom, the entire opposite of that, the exact opposite of that. Jesus' kingdom is through love and healing and peace and joy. The false can only go so far. Jesus' kingdom is going to spread, not just 9 million square miles. It's going to cover the entire earth. The kingdom of heaven that Jesus is bringing. And that's one reason why I think Herod, in his day, of course, the Mongols were way after that, but Herod had seen other people dominate. He was part of the Roman Empire. He'd seen them dominate. And when he heard that there was a king born, Herod was fearful. Who's this king that's going to take over my domain? So he had all these kids killed, all these babies killed, trying to wipe out this king coming, Jesus. Of course, Jesus survived. But you can see why people would be afraid. But the kingdom of heaven doesn't come with fear. It comes with peace, ruled by the Prince of Peace. And it's also one reason why the enemy hates Christians is because he knows that if we know that we're carriers of the kingdom, then we can give it away wherever we go. And the devil does not want you to know you're a carrier and be an awakened son of God and daughter of God. The enemy does not want you to do that. So at all costs, he would rather offer you religion. rather offer you something to keep you just, you know, just quiet down. Don't go anywhere. Don't do it. Don't believe the right way. Don't believe that you're a carrier of the kingdom and you're here to partner with God in the earth. The enemy will do all kind of stuff to try and get us into that mindset. But we say no to that. We want the kingdom of heaven fully infused into our lives and fully infused into my home and wherever I am. The kingdom is the remedy for all worry and anxiety. It's the remedy for any lack and any way, any boredom and emptiness. The kingdom is the remedy for that. In the kingdom is your purpose. The deep down desires of your heart are satisfied in the kingdom of heaven. And it really is the presence of God, and we are empty without it. And it's not a list of to-dos, do's or don'ts. It's a new world to discover. It's a realm in the domain of heaven to dive into. I remember once I did a wedding at the beach, and so we were staying in a rented place. I don't remember, a house I think a bunch of us stayed in. And that night, what woke me up was someone, my wife was on this side, someone sat on the bed on my right side, which freaked me out. And it's dark, it's pitch dark. And the bed went down, and I knew, I looked and there was nothing that I could see, but I felt the bed go down, and I could feel the presence of someone. And so, you know, there's those moments where, as the Bible talks about, you know, you test the spirits. So I was like, are you from Jesus? I was asking that question. My wife is asleep. And I didn't get an answer like from the Lord in a sense of like words. What I got was this being, which I believe was an angel, like threw a song inside of my heart that I'd never heard before, that was a worship song of the greatness of God and the power of heaven. And it just filled me. I was like, okay, I know what you are. It's a good thing in this room right now. Yes. And that song resonated inside of me for days. That was an invasion of the kingdom of heaven in my room at night. You know, God has those type of experience for all of us in different ways. Of course, God does different things in different ways for everyone. So it's not just repeated the same thing over and over. But he has these dynamic ways where his presence arrives. Sometimes it's during our worship. Oftentimes for me, it's during praise and worship here. But it can be in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, whatever. I remember watching a woman get healed of deafness when her ear popped open. You know, it's like that scripture comes to you. You know, when a demon gets kicked out, that means the kingdom of heaven has come upon you. When someone is healed, that's the kingdom of heaven right there. When anxiety leaves, that's the kingdom of heaven coming with peace. Revelation 1, verse 5 says, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. He has made you to be a kingdom. And not only be a kingdom, be a priest in this kingdom that you're a carrier of. Thank you, Lord. Let me do this last thing, and I'll close here. If we could put that first slide up. I wrote this a few years ago. I called it the Kingdom Manifesto. It just is some things about the kingdom that I'm proclaiming. So would you mind reading this with me? The kingdom of heaven is here now, in us, upon us, at hand, and coming to fully take over upon the return of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the kingdom of heaven in human form, and his heart is the capital of this kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is the Father's redemptive invasion of his children, and the affection of Jesus is the explosive power within it. The kingdom of God is good news to the poor, the release of every captive, sight to all blind, the setting free of broken victims, and the proclamation of the Lord's favor. The kingdom of heaven is the expression of God's love as a redemptive contagion with infinite possibilities for everyone, everywhere. The kingdom of heaven is a future hope and a present experience with the power to transform heart, mind, and any society that receives it. The kingdom of heaven is total freedom. Next slide, this is the last one. As children of God, we have been transferred into and now belong to the ageless, unshakable kingdom. Our Father has chosen gladly to give his children the kingdom and all it contains. The master's keys to the kingdom are given so that the children can bind and loose anything upon earth or in the heavens. Those who seek after the kingdom will find their every need met. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are revealed to all who pursue it. The kingdom of heaven is the absolute cause, never earned, but received freely by all who are poor and humble enough to desire and seek it. The kingdom of God isn't built, but received and shared. The sons and daughters of the king share creative rulership with the Father and the Son as lights that illuminate the earth. The sons and daughters in the kingdom are voices, not echoes, declaring the gospel of the kingdom to everything that breathes. The kingdom is breathed in and peace is breathed out. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven are the servants of all, awakened children who keep, teach, and live love. The royal law of the kingdom is to treat one another as we want to be treated. The culture of the kingdom is love for one another, belief, and faith in God. The kingdom of heaven completes and satisfies every human heart. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for your kingdom, for the mystery of it even. And we again just say we choose it, we seek it, we desire your kingdom above everything else. Lord, come. Lord, I ask even now in this place, in this room, and in this environment, and those who are watching as well, that you would bring your healing and your kingdom to every need right now for every single person. The kingdom that is so full of everything that is needed, I ask for a touch of your kingdom inside of us by the name of Jesus and the King of this kingdom. Every healing that's needed even now. Every freedom that's needed, even now. Addictions broken, even right now. The kingdom of heaven is the power over every addiction. Lord, I speak peace over every anxiety. Everyone who has any anxiety to any degree in this place, we replace it even right now with the kingdom of heaven, the peace of Jesus. No more anxiety, no more fear, no more stressed out living, but the descending kingdom of heaven living inside of our hearts and our minds. Lord, we want to be those that whisper your kingdom, that seek it secretly and openly, that proclaim the gospel of the kingdom, the fullness of what you have done and who you are. We bless you, Lord. And Lord, would you stir us up? May we have dreams of your kingdom. May we have dreams and visions, experiences, encounters with your angels, encounters with your spirit, encounters as we read your word, that your spirit would just fill us and illuminate our minds and show us things so we can dive into more relationship with you. Thank you that we get to know you, Father. I bless these here. Their families, everything that their hands are put to, their homes. And Lord, as we leave here, may their cars all be filled with the kingdom of heaven. May their jobs be filled with your kingdom. May their homes be filled with the kingdom of heaven. May the restaurants they go to now be filled with the kingdom of heaven when they go there. Heal the sick, raise the dead, kick out demons, Lord, through all of us. And may the good, glad, merry news of what you have done come through our lips and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.